Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Believe in magic. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Coca-Cola Classic introduces Magic Cans. You can't tell them apart from real cans, but inside, up to $500 cash, trips, or other great prizes instantly. So take a good look. If you see anything other than Coca-Cola Classic in that can, don't drink from it. It's a winner. So take a good look, because
there's magic in the real thing. Can't beat it. Can't beat the real thing.
On May 7th, 1990, Coca-Cola introduced the Magic Summer 90 promotion, in which some cans had prizes inside instead of Coca-Cola. It did not go well.
Oh my God.
This is what I like to call the Coke Magic Can disaster.
I can't wait.
I'm going to read one of the advertisements. Introducing Magic Can. Coca-Cola Classic is making history with Magic Can. Magic Cans look and feel like real cans until you open them. And cold, hard cash pops up. Win cash instantly. This summer, anytime, anywhere you buy Coca-Cola Classic, you could win cash instantly. And since magic cans are everywhere, you can be one of the over 700,000 winners. Over $3 million in cash. It could be $5, $10, or even $500 a pop.
Whoa, pop.
But as they say, money isn't everything. So open a magic can and you might win one of our other great prizes. Better than money? I don't know what that would be, but
I don't think that there's anything. But
it's probably more free Coke, I'm imagining.
Yeah, if I were really thirsty and I had a Coke and it was just a $5 prize, I'd be like, fuck off.
In 1990, though, that'd be $10 million today.
Now you're doing math like me.
So you never knew which can was a magic can.
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that?
How did they
It's weird. It seems dangerous and bad.
Hmm.
Coca-Cola had invested in developing a special can that would reveal a small prize, such as a rolled up dollar bill.
God.
Or a coupon for something better. I don't know. A Walkman.
A yacht?
A Walkman yacht.
Oh, interesting.
Not bad.
I'm intrigued.
So when you push down on the soda tab, as you do, inside the magic can, there was a spring-loaded mechanism with a watertight compartment. So to trick people, you didn't know if you held a can of Coke and you held a magic can, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
They filled the inside of the can with chlorinated water to give the can weight, the same weight as the Coke can.
Mm.
Now, you might be thinking, what's stopping people from drinking this?
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
It smelled bad.
It
had a ammonium sulfate smell.
Oh.
So it just smelled bad, like eggs or anything sulfury.
Yes, sulfuric. So you're hot. It's a hot day. You grab a can of Coke. You buy a can of Coke. You're fucking hot. You're sweaty. You can't wait to get your thirst quenched. You crack open that can and you smell rotting eggs. And you're like, do I win a prize?
Maybe a rolled up dollar bill.
Fuck.
Don't drink that.
Also, it's like at least overtly, it's like this can's going to smell like shit, but that means you're a winner.
No, because people would only get the ones that thought the prize was in. So the thing is that if you buy a six pack or you buy an individual, you don't know what you're going to get. They want you to spend more money. Do you understand that concept?
That's interesting.
It's new for Coke. They stopped doing it, though.
Okay.
Coca-Cola would spend an estimated $100 million in 1990. Today, that would be $15,000. Coca-Cola also had a partner in crime. I don't know. A hot little boy band I like to call New Kids on the Block.
Nice. I think you say the devil.
Now, New Kids on the Block had nothing to do with this. They just happened to partner
with
Coke.
They just put their faces on the brand. They did some promos.
Things were going great during this magic summer until they didn't. Mm-mm. More on that after the break. By late May, so we're talking a couple of weeks, there were reports of faulty cans. The magic cans had defective mechanisms, so the mechanisms inside would not work. They wouldn't launch the money or the coupon.
I don't even know how that would work.
Well, what's worse is would start to leak.
Oh.
So the smelly water would leak. And it smelled bad because it's chlorinated water.
Like asshole water just coming out.
So sometimes both at the same time. Not only did the mechanism didn't work, but also leaked and smelled bad.
So you're digging around your prize can through disgusting egg water, just trying to see if you got a $5 bill in there?
So there was one case where a boy took a sip from one of the leaky cans and the mother freaked out, called the police, went to the hospital. This is in Massachusetts. He was fine, but I think there was a bit of a panic because there was, the word was out, like, some of these cans aren't working. Like, Coke had to put out an advertisement saying,
yeah, not defective. It's our initiative to get you to like Coke.
So I don't really blame the woman to be like, what am I drinking?
Yeah, what the
a
fuck
spring
is this?
Loaded mechanism? Am I drinking poison that is really just there to be like, don't drink this? It's what if you have no sense of smell?
Yeah.
You're drinking it.
Yeah. I mean, there's just time. What if you're a couple drinks, alcoholic drinks in, and you're like, God, I need to like sober up. Let me crack open a Coke and it's vile ass pond water.
Coke said there was only 22 cases. I think it's probably more, but they had 500,000 cans out there.
Ugh.
They were going to do a recall, but they would have to recall literally every can of Coke.
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, totally. I looked up what the Coca-Cola Classic Magic cans were retailing for on eBay, around $650. And this one that I'm looking at has, it's a can, it looks like a prop can, and it's got like a little like spigot in it with a little dollar bill in it. And I don't know, I might buy it.
Well, if it comes with that $1, it's only going to be a dollar less, so there's already a value.
Oh.